Greetings. Obviously, I'm disappointed, but unfortunately not surprised. My assumption is everything I have said, everything I put in video form has not been seen, so there should be no surprise here. That my request was not heeded, and it is my hope it was because it was not heard rather than the salt on the wound, as I said at one time. But, you know, Saturday I did do the video about the one woman asked me, "Are you cold?" Somebody who showed care for me. And I wasn't, but, you know, that wasn't the point. She showed care for me. And, you know, it was fascinating because I didn't find out about it till the following morning. But that day, Julian Assange, they will say his partner, but obviously from the perspective of Christ, it's his wife, but that's another issue. But has two kids. And I sent in the email a picture of him holding his son. I haven't done that in 8 years, almost. I did do a little bit of explanation to Walter and Zadok today, which should be clear, because obviously the point was, it's been on my mind for a long time, but it's been really becoming a focus. I can't tell when I look at the, I have, you know, you haven't sent me pictures in at least a year, if not a couple years. So I can't tell anything about my kids. So if I look at some of the older pictures of Walter or Zadok, when it's just them in the photo, I don't know which one it is. And that hurts. You know, I did send DVDs to Susanna. My assumption is they were intercepted. I did send DVDs to your mom. And my assumption is they'll be intercepted or trashed. But I'm going to continue because my family is being mistreated. So I need to break through in order to get communication started with them, in order to get the reconciliation process going. Because what's happening right now, what's happening to Walter and Zadok, for example, is cruel. It is extremely cruel. They're saying, they're being told that, my assumption is they go to church on Sunday, are being told about perhaps Santa Christ, not Jesus Christ, and that's what they'll see. They won't know the Lord because they don't see the Lord, anybody with a relationship with the Lord, living it out in front of them. Because it takes a coldness of heart that somebody who follows the Lord, I don't think, can have to do what's being done. And it concerns me. Because obviously I know of two, and I wouldn't be surprised about it being three of our kids who have said no to Christ. And, you know, I have no idea. It may include my wife. It may include Jim Cross, because I don't know. But I'm going to push forward. I am looking at, assuming I, you know, obviously there are funding issues right now. But if those things change, I'm going to get this email printed and send out a bunch of copies to a lot of people. That's my goal. I'm going to do whatever I can to break through. I need to get access to my wife and kids, and I'm not going to stop. I also wonder, is my family living in the panic-demic? Are you running scared? Do you understand what's going to happen to our kids? Because what's happening right now, it is literally the sacrificing our children to Molech, because a couple trillion dollars is being stolen from them in the matter of a few weeks. And it's being stolen right now, but they'll become debt slaves for years to pay the interest on that. They're going to be the ones to have to pay for it. This is sacrificing our children. And I don't know if my children are prepared to handle that. I did make a comment to somebody today, a gentleman in Indiana who has stated that he doesn't have a cell phone. And I told him, I say that there are seven people in the U.S. who don't have a cell phone, and I'm one of them. I'm trying to find the others, and finally found one. But anyway, that was a humorous note. Would my kids know why I don't? I don't think so. No, I'm afraid that my kids, my father-in-law, and my wife have submitted to the world. Well, I'm going to continue to point you to Christ, the Lord Jesus Christ, not Santa Christ, and his commands to reconcile, his commands to love. Dorothy Jane, my lady, I really miss you, and I want you back. I love you.